Okay.
So the Mishnah, says over here, Loi hare hashar kare amave, Loi hare amave kare hashar. Rashi says, what's the Mishnah come to do? The Mishnah, Kloima. What's Kloima? Usually when Rashi says Kloima means there's something bothering him with the pashtus that he has to say Kloima. In other words, come to answer a question. So the Chayra, what's bothering Rashi is, what's bothering Taisvis, that the Lashinus of Loi Kare over here, now Mishnah, is different than in other places in Shas. That's what's bothering Rashi. So Rashi says, Kloima, Ikas Rachman Ashar, Loi Nafik Ma'vimine, Amtulachi, it's Tzricho Limich. Therefore, it needs to write it. And then he goes on with why doesn't it say in the Seder that we said in the beginning of the Mishnah? Okay. Now, what Rashi's explained to us is that the Mishnah is coming to tell us why I cannot learn one from the other. And the Gemara is going to explain this more by Arichos, as we'll see. The Gemara is explaining to us what does it mean, Lehari Hashar Kare Mave, Lehari Mave Kare Hashar. What is it that Shar has and Mave has that they cannot be learned one from the other? And then the Mishnah goes ahead and the Mishnah says, okay, you can't learn one from the other. However, maybe let's learn one from two. So it says, V'loizev is that she'esh men ruach chaim, kareya esh she'em baruach chaim. So Zev is referring to Shar and Mavish Shane. Let's go and Shmuel that Shane. So Shar and Shane is not like Eish. Why? Because Shar and Shane is Yesh by Rochaim and Eish is Ein by Rochaim. There is no Rochaim. Why is the Mishnah saying that Shar and Shane, or even in Rav, let's go in Rav, that Mav is Adam. So the Mishnah is saying that Shar and Adam is not like Eish. Shar and Adam is not like Eish. What's the Mishnah telling us this? Because Mishnah wants to tell us, why can't we learn Eish from these two? Let's learn Eish from Shar and Adam, says Mishnah, because these have Ruach Chaim, which is its own mind, right? Ruach Chaim is its own mind. So we need all three. Let's learn Bar from all these three. Says Mishnah, no, Bar you can't learn from these three because it's different. Why? Because Bar is Ein Dark and Leil Chlazik, and over here, it's Dark and Leil Chlazik. I mean, Bar has in it a characteristic of Ein Dark and Leil Chlazik. Now, is the Mishnah telling us, and this is the Chakira that we need to understand for the future sugyas, is the Mishnah telling us a halacha, or it's just telling us a difference between the two? In other words, is it a definition for the din that bar is not dark on lechazek? Is that a definition of bar? Or it just happens to be that bar is different than the other ones because it ain't dark and leil chlazik. I'll say it even clearer. The Mishnah is going to tell us why the Torah had to write all four. We couldn't learn one from the other. So is the Mishnah telling us because bar has a din, and the din bar is mechayiv that there should be a ain't dark and leil chlazik? Or the Gemara is just saying a percha? That, yeah, how can you compare the two? They're different. They're different by nature. But not that Bar has to have Dark and Lelechaz, ain't Dark and Lelechaz. So the Stiplin, Simon Dalid, he asked this question. And he's addressing a very interesting question. What would the din be if I dig a bar in Rishus Rabim, and in the bar I light a fire? And now someone falls into the bar and his clothing gets burnt. Now, we know that Allah is bar is put on Kalim. Eish is chayv on Kalim. So it's clothing, mitzad hilchiz bar, is put. Tzad Eish is Chayiv. So if we're going to consider this the Mazik of Eish, so then it's Chayiv. But if we're going to consider this the Mazik of Bar, so then it'll be Pater. So do we say Lemaisa, the Eish is what burnt his clothing, so it's Eish? It's Eish, Lemaisa. Wasn't the bar that destroyed his clothing, it was the fire that destroyed his clothing. Or maybe, if you learn the Mishnah very literally, then the Mishnah says, Eish is dark on Leilich Lazik. And it's not just a pircha, it's a din. It's a characteristic of Eish. And if it's a characteristic of Eish, so here, this Eish is not dark on Leilich Lazik, has nowhere to go. It's a fire in a pit. Can't move. Staying there. It's not dark on Leilich Lazik. So in other words, if I create a mazik that's not going anywhere, and only if someone falls in can he be damaged, then if it's dark on Leilich Lazik, right? So if dark on Leilich Lazik is a defining characteristic of Eish, so then here it's an Eish which is a kind of bar. Then this Eish became bar. Right, so back to our question we once mentioned, if I have an electric wire exposed, is it bar or eish? The chayra, based on what we're saying, if you learn the Mishnah literally, and it's a din, it's a characteristic, so then that would be bar. How about an opposite case? I have a traveling bar, I'm going to take a question. I have a traveling bar. I have a bar that's heilich. Is that bar? Or maybe Eish, or maybe nothing. Right? Again, so is the Mishnah a Pircha or a Din? And like we said earlier, in order for me to be Mechayiv, a new Mazik, I need to be able to plug it into one of the Mazikin that the Torah writes. So it's very important for us to know whether these Nekudas that the Mishnah is mentioning is a characteristic of the Mazik or not, yes.
Well, shouldn't Eish be, even if you don't learn the Mishnah literally, it still shouldn't be learned out of Eish, because Eish, if you're just learning it from the Torah, it has to be directly of Lahazik. I spot the Kemahura.
How do you know that? Mishnah doesn't say that.
Yeah, because the Pasuk says Mazikotsu.
Okay, this maybe it means I went to his field and I lit his kotsim in his field. It didn't go anywhere with wind.
No, it doesn't say that. It says if you have fire and it Mazikotsu.
You learned Akainas?
What?
You learned Akainas? So Rashi over there, it's not so partial, are you saying? Not so partial. But in my Mishnah, so far, I'm learning the first Mishnah, I don't know what you're saying. Rashi, as a matter of fact, on Mishnah says, Hever Kisete Eish. What was he saying by that? So on Chavbeis, you have to see Chavbeis. But I hear what you're trying to say, but so far, my Mishnah didn't say anything about Koyach HaChmorubah. So I don't know anything about Koyach HaChmorubah. Maybe that's what Rashi's been Maramis and Kisei Te'esh. Maybe. You have to see the Nachas David later on. But as of now, all I know is for my Mishnah, it says it has to be Darka Leilach or not Darka Leilach. So I'm trying to understand if my Mishnah is literal or not. We'll get to Taisviz, the Ramas, Chodloi Zevis, Eshesh, Memorachayim. He brings the Koyach HaChmorubah. And he's also not sure if I Davka need Koyach HaChmorubah, right? Taisviz wasn't sure. So, I'm not minimizing your question. I'm just saying that I don't think right now is the right time to ask it yet. Okay.
What's a traveling bar?
I'll give you an example soon. We'll see soon. Okay. So the stipler, the reason why I'm calling the stipler is because he brings three rayas to this question, and they happen to be very interesting rayas. Three rayas to this question. Okay, one raya is as follows. The Gemara later on seems to say a lashon as follows. Bahadi de ka'azi kamaski hainu eish. If you have a mazik and it's being mazik as it's moving, that's eish. That makes a lot of sense. Because if Eish is a type of mazik which is darkon, leilich lazik, and there's no ruach chayim, So if I have something which does not have Ruach Chaim, and it's being mazik v'hadli deka azli, that's Eish. Do I need Koyach Acham Urba or not? Could be yes. We'll see about that also. So what happens when I have a Kaisel or an Elon? I have a wall or a tree, and it fell into Rishus Rabim and was mazik. Let's talk about a perfectly good wall, a perfectly good tree, and one day, this is a beautiful tree, one day, a piece of the tree fell off, a brick fell out of the wall, falls down, and is mazik. So, l'chayra pata, because this was a good wall, there's no reason to assume it's going to fall off, so I'm a'inus. And like we said, by niske mamayin, a'inus is pata. But let's say, they warned me, they told me, you know, this wall is getting a little older, you gotta strengthen it, because it might fall down. A brick might fall out. So they gave me a warning. They warned you that it's going to fall. And we'll see that the Ramah says, who has to warn me? Not Stam, an old lady walking down the block who's nervous about it, says, oh, you better fix your wall. No, it has to be an expert. Or Bezdin has to warn me. And they give you a warning, and they give you time to fix it. They're not expecting you to do it right now. So another someone that you trust comes and warns you and gives you time. And that time period passed. Whatever that time period is, the Rishonim discussed, passed. Now, then after that time period passed, the brick falls down and is mazik. Am I chayiv or not? Says the Gemara of Vav and Beis, I'm chayiv. But the Gemara is not sure why. Gemara over there says, why you chayiv? Actually, I'm sorry. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. Why am I chayv? The question is, why am I chayv? The Gemara says, you chayv. And there's a richos in the Gemara. If they fell, but derech nefilu, what? So comes along the Rosh on the Vavam base, and the Rosh says, bar. Taisvis. Look at Taisvis, very interesting. Taisvis on Vavam base. Taisus says, is it Babam Beis or Babam Rav Taisus? Yeah, it starts on Amaral, on the bottom of Amaral. He says, Hainu bar l'chari ner d'mayikish hizikos v'ilim b'shas nefilu gufei. You'll see Taisvis. We'll see Taisvis. Taisvis is not sure if it's bar or eish. Look at the Bible line. It says, Yesh lanu lamdam mi bar. Let's learn from bar. And then he says, near the behezik lach nefil now basi ari. He goes on, he says, turn the page above on base, the last wide line on top. Even though at the time when it's falling, we should be medami teish, k'may lebar, demeish cholok, m'mashayin koyach hacham orba, m'bar cholok, m'mashayin tchidus siyos on the nesik. Alakach dimay se lebar, m'shul lebed, Taisus is back and forth on it. We'll see. We'll see Taisus back and forth. So, what's negated to us right now is as follows. This case, when the brick falls down and it's mazik, the Rosh says it's bar. Taisus says, maybe it's eish. Maybe it's eish. Maybe it's bar. There's another case over there, which we have to get used to these cases, because these cases are going to come up often in the Rishonim. Avnei sakinei masoi. I put a rock, or I put a knife on the roof of my building, and a wind comes, and blows it down. Says the Rosh, over there, since this koyach acham uruba, since there's a wind blowing it down, then it's Eish. But over here, by Kaisel v'ilon, Kaisel v'ilon, where there is no ruach, the wind, the brick just fell out of the wall. Over here, right, what happened? The wall got old and a brick fell out. So therefore, it's not Eish, because Eish needs to be koyach acham uruba. It must be bar. Must be bar. Frank the Stipler, Stipler has a bar kasha. And this is the answer to your question. How could the Rosh, good, it's not Eish. You want to say it's not Eish because there's no koyach acham uruba. But how could it be bar? Our Mishnah says, bar is ain dark and leila klazik. And here I have a moving bar, a traveling bar. Right, this tree fell onto a car, happens, unfortunately, a tree falls down onto a car, smashes the car. So I have here a bar which is Hailuch HaMazi. A car, I have to say, according to the Rosh, that which the Mishnah says, that bar is Enei Hailuch HaMazi, it's just a perch on the Kal V'chaima, but not a din. And even Tosfos, from the fact that Tosfos entertains a tzad of bar over there, it seems that he also held that it's not automatically not bar from the fact that it's moving. He says, Lemaisi says, we should be more dame to Eish than bar, but he's back and forth on it. Therefore, it would seem from here, says the Stipler, seems from here, it would seem from here that we should consider it that the mission is not dafka. That's one raya. Second raya that he brings is there's a Yerushalmi that says hiniach gachelus mirshus rabim. I took a coal, a burning coal, and I put it into rishus rabim. V'niskal, v'nisraf, someone slipped and burnt themselves on it, I'm chayv. According to Rebbe, I'm chayv because of Eish. According to Rabbi Yossi, I'm chayv because of Bar. That's the Isham. Shami brings. So here, what do I have? I have a gachelis. What's a gachelis? It's a coal. Coals don't move. Coals don't move. They sit in their place. Machleik is in the Ishami if it's Eish or Bar. Eish or Bar. Now, without coming on to what the Hezbet to the Machlekes is, which we'll have to learn, what's the Hezbet to the Machlekes, says the Stipler, but one second. From the fact that there is a Machlekes over here, it would seem that Eish doesn't always have to be Dark and Leilich HaMazik. Because here you have an Eish, which is not Leilich HaMazik. It's a Gacheles. It's not Seirev Ba'alicha. So at least according to Rebbe, that calls it Eish, again we see that our mission is Lav Dafka. A third Raya, he brings the Ramban in Kuntres Dina de Garmi. Right, what's Kuntres Dina de Garmi? It's definitely going to come up many times. In morning Seder, second Seder. Right, there's Grama and there's Garmi. Grama is where I cause the Hezek. Garmi is more, big machal is showing what makes something Garmi. Let's say it's more connected with me. So I'll put in this Gemara and have Kuf on my base. Kuf on my base. I think it also comes up in the beginning of Bar Basra, the base. What's Klai Kerem? What's Klaim with a vineyard? Right, there's Klai Zrayim where two, three seeds were planted together in two different meaning. Klei Akerem is when there was wheat and a vineyard planted close to each other. So let's say I have a kerem, a vine over here, and I have wheat over here, and I have a wall in the middle, then it's not Klei Akerem. If there's no wall in the middle, then that's Klei Akerem. What's the halacha of Klei Akerem? Asavana. Klay Yisroyim is not Asavana, right? We have grafted fruit. It's not Asavana. Klay Kerem is Asavana. So here it goes. Reuven has a Kerem. Shimon has a field. If there's a wall between them, there's no Issa Klay. No wall between them, there's an Issa Anovia. The Gemara talks about over there a case of Kerem Shenifritza. What happened? There was a wall, and the wall fell down. The wall fell down. Whose achrayis is it to build up this wall? The Bala Kerem or the Bala Sada? Says the Gemara, it's the achrayis of the Bala Kerem. Why? Because since it's the Kerem that asers, so if he's not going to fix it, fix the situation, he's not going to put a wall there, then it comes out that as soon as these fruit grow, 1/200th, that's the share, 1/200th more than what it is now, when the wall falls down, right? He has a little time to build a wall. He has until the fruit will grow 1/200th more, Echamim Messiah more. It becomes so if it grew 1/200th more, it becomes Aser. So we see from there that the Bala Kerem is the one that's Chayiv to put the wall up, and if he doesn't put up the wall, he's Mechayiv to pay for the Tzvua that became Aser. What?
That could be a couple hours.
I'm not a farmer, I don't know how long. So how long do you need to put up a wall? You think it takes COVID? Anyone grew up on a farm here? Okay, whatever it is, you're right. You gotta work quickly. Yeah?
How big is the lot to me?
So it says, what?
And also how deep.
Okay, so I'm not gonna get into this problem now, but the point is that the Bala Kerem had to put up the wall. And if he doesn't, he's chayim. Why is he chayiv? Why is he chayiv? What did he do wrong? He didn't put up a wall. What? Mazik, which mazik? Again, mazik, we have to plug it in. Which mazik would you say?
Bar?
Okay, anyone else have any other options? So, the Gemara seems to say other mazik. The Gemara calls it Garmi. The Gemara seems to say it's other Mazik, because since I was miyayish from putting up the wall, therefore, that's like me doing Kilu, I'm not doing any active act, but it's enough to be considered Garmi that it came because of me that this got awesome. Okay, fine, that's the Gemara. Mar actually has machlokes or mei chachamim over there. You'll see what's in the gate to us. The Rabban in his kuntres din the garmi says, "I have a kasha. Why is it other mazik? It should be shar. Shar. What? Yeah. Why? What?
It's his thing.
That's mazik.
Do you have a hazak and you
stop? Shar, but isn't shar real chayim? The Levdik what? The Adam is the Levdik Ashar?
No.
Why Ashar? Yeah?
How do you define it for time anyway? Isn't that the time of
the man? That's also a question of Ezek Sheni Nikar. Okay, that also we have to discuss. Good point. Very good point. Right? Okay, this is a little going off topic, which I want to get to. It's on my list of things. That according to the Mandom for Hezek Sheni Nika, the Yechayim, which Mazik does it fit into? We have to figure that out. But anyway, it's over here. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in Micha Shlomo says, no, the Rabban didn't mean Shar, he meant Eish. Okay, so you mean Shar or Eish. Stipla says, I don't understand why it's not Bar. It should be Bar. It's Eina Ha'ilach Mazik. Where's the Ha'ilach Mazik over here? Nothing's going to the friend's field. The fact that there's no wall built in between when the fruit grow, that's the problem. There's nothing going. It's not the issue is not the going to the other field.
It has to be hailuch to be mazik in order to be mazik.
If there's a wall there, it doesn't make a difference what's going on, right?
Right, but the hezek only comes from moving.
The hezek is going because there was no wall there. There's no halicha that asks. Right, there's no halicha that asks. Everything's remaining in its place. What?
Lack of
mice. Exactly, so there's no halicha that's being mazi.
So
that's not what's mazi, that's the share when it becomes us, because then there's no bittul.
Well, that's
when it's mazi. No, the mazi is the fact that I didn't put up a wall. That's when there's no bittul to what grew afterwards. Whatever, it's separate then.
That's
but
when the hezek happened.
You're right, that's when the hezek happened, but I didn't do anything bad. The hezek that I did was I didn't put a wall there. As soon as I put a wall there, fruit could grow 400 times, not becoming awesome.
But the magic is that the roots are the shear. That's how it's magic.
Matter of fact, if it's par is pat on Caleb, and I think on Tfu also. You might even be putter. So here I have, this is mind-boggling. I have the Ramban is mevor that Shar or Eish, however you want to learn, Rashi wants to share. Yes, yes. Holy. I've done that already more once. Huh?
Yes, but
okay, so let's go. We'll go to one share. No. It's mind-boggling over here because the Ramban wants to say that it's either Shah or Aish, but either one in the Mishnah seems to say it has to be the Chamazi again over here. Right. Let me just get back into it. Right. Okay. So it says again the stipulate, he says it seems like the mission's lav dafka, the mission's v'derech percha. Now, all these three rites are not mukhrach. Stipulate himself says. They're not mukhrach. Why not? So he says, because let's take the first raya, Kaisel and Ilan. Kaisel and Ilan falls down. Kaisel and Ilan falls down. That the Rosh said, the Rosh learned that it's a bar. That's bar. So he says, because the Nachas David, he actually asked on the Rosh, how could it be bar? He took the Mishnah very little. Says the Mishnah says, Ein Dakin Laila Chazik. He says a Chiddush. This is what I want to also come to, this Nakuda. And that is as follows. Tell me what you think about it. He says, when a tree falls down and a brick falls down, it falls down next to the wall of the building, or the tree falls down next to the tree where the tree was, that is mekoymoy, that is place, it fell in its place. So a new chiddush, when the Mishnah says bars ain't dark on leilach lahazik, as long as it fell right next to it, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. So even when it damages as it's falling, it's not like a wind blowing it. Rather, it's falling in its place. So he's redefining what Halacha Mazik is, right? Now when you read the Mishnah, he's redefining what Halacha Mazik is. He learned a bar. When it says a bar is Eina Halacha Mazik, which we need, he's learning. He's learning, by the way, we need Eina Halacha Mazik. But what's Eina Halacha Mazik? Where it's going further than its place. Here, it's Makai. Yes.
The target goes like a wind and it didn't go further.
Then either be Patal Gamri or we'll have to try to fit it into Eish. Right? So now we have two Machleksim. I mean, we have two Tzadim. Tzad number one is the Mishnah is just asking a Perach and it's not Dafka. Or we're learning that it is Dafka, but then we're going to have to redefine what it means in El Chamas. Then we have the second Rai, which was the Yishalmi. So it's a simple way to get out of it, L'chayr, by saying, it's a Machlekes. So okay, you brought me a Rai from Rebbe, but Rebbe Yesi argues. So perhaps it's Machlekes, yeah.
Why can't the wall fall down?
So that's obvious. So I said that I want to discuss separately also. Not on the other case, but that I want to discuss separately also. Why is according to the Rambam Hezek Shein Nick is Hezek, which Mazik does fall into? You have to figure that out. Okay, the third Raya from the Ramban. So the Stipler gives a dichoy. He says that it has a power that I sort of misled you a little. I said to you that there's nothing, the oyster is just the fact that you don't have a wall. Right? Because if there would be a wall there, it wouldn't be oyster. So it has to do with putting a wall there or not putting a wall there. It has nothing to do with anything moving. He says, no, maybe no. Maybe it has the power to aser outwards. And maybe the fact that the vine over here asered the tefuah over there, I mean, because I didn't put a wall there, now my kerem is causing that to be aser. That's called a halacha mazik. What?
It's your cause, but it's not, the actual thing is not being halacha.
Right, and more than that, according to Nachas David, it should be by the Ein HaHalacha Mazik. Even if it would be, it's still Ein HaHalacha Mazik because that's its area. It's not really moving.
They were trying to say it's not far.
What?
I was as far as the far. They're trying to say that that case is not.
Yes, on the Ramban, we bring right from the Ramban that says Eish or Shar, Shar or Eish.
Right.
How could be Shar or Eish? It's not HaHalacha Mazik.
He's saying it is. No, but
he's trying to say it is, not. But how is it? So a new definition of Halacha Mazik. Nothing's moving, everything's in its place.
But it's not a kasha of the definition of far.
Right, not far. I meant on Sharvesh. Okay, so I wanted to say that Lemaisa, as we go on the Perek, we will be handling these definitions. We're going to be getting back to it as we go on the Perek. But learning the Mishnah, we have to know that there's a lot going on in these lines, which we're going to have to work on as we go through. Is the Mishnah Dafka, not Dafka? And if it is Dafka, then how are we going to understand these terms? If they have to shtim with all these cases, they have to fit with all these cases, then we're going to be mentioned. Right? The Mishnah says, Loizev Ezeh, Sheish Ruach Chaim. That Shar and Adam have Ruach Chaim, and the other ones don't. What about Ruach Chaim? That's also let's say I have a shar which doesn't have Ruach Chaim. What's an example of a shar that doesn't have Ruach Chaim?
Dead shar.
Ramban that I just mentioned. Ramban's talking about some Chaim. That's not alive. That's not Ruach Chaim. So Ramban had a shor, which is not a Ruach Chaim. Right? He wanted to say char. What do you mean char? Char is rochayim. Tzvaitu was mean rochayim. It was mean to be alive. Right? Look at Taisus on Gimon Base. Hopefully we'll get there soon. Taisus on Gimon Base. He's mashma. The shar has to be rochayim. Says over here, Mishayir Lamanu says, "I know Karen the Shane, but I go between Bereshis Rav. I have the Sekine and the Chalik, the Lishayir Chalva, the Parish Shabbam, the Asim Bar Bishom Atzad. Can we tell Shabbat the Gavu? We say what? Vim Toymar. Right there, you go. There you go. Toysusim say it's Dafke Rochaim." So we have a Ramban who held that's not Dafka Ruach Chaim. There is Ruach Chaim. Right? And it's going on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mali Shar Shekem Bale Chaim. The Ramban keeps shooting. They sound not like that. Which is actually why Rav Shlim Zalman wanted to say that the Ramban didn't mean Shar, he meant Eish. That's what he says there.
Plants can't be Bale Chaim?
Huh?
Yeah. Plants can't be Bale Chaim.
Is that Ruach Chaim L'Chaim means they have a mind of their own? That's what it means. Unless you tell me a new definition for that. So what would the new definition be? Okay, I'm just going to end. What time is it? 6:17. I was going to end off with the end of Tosfos here, with the Ein Shem Min HaDin. Or something else.